It's been a little more than 1 year since the Westbury Mobile Home Park in Colchester became the Village of Westbury, the first new village established in Vermont in nearly a century. For Vermont Public, Olivia Conti of the Community News Service talked with Westbury residents about why this community rallied to become a village and what they learned in their first year.
So this is the, like, if you're coming in on Coventry, this is the whole left side of the park. I don't know northeast.
I'm in the car with Gail Pezzo, one of the 500 residents of the Village of Westbury. She's giving me a tour.
This is the only road that everybody gets lost on.
Westbury is a sprawling, quiet community with 250 mobile homes on the east edge of Colchester.
Look.
Turkeys.
Oh, you're going to see plenty of wildlife.
Residents say they love Westbury's abundance of wildlife, trees, and quiet.
Are they wild turkeys?
Yeah, they are. This is what's so awesome about this place.
Mark Juno is a teacher who has lived in Westbury for 8 years. He says he fell in love with Westbury the day his real estate agent brought him there.
When I got out of the car to see the unit on Webley Street, it was just a little slice of heaven. You feel like you're at a campground, but you're in the heart of Chittenden County.
But a few years ago, Westbury residents almost lost their little slice of heaven. The park's owner put the land up for sale, and Pezzo says there were developers in line to buy it.
And we were all afraid of losing our homes.
So the residents started organizing. Mark Juno says,
there was an immediate grassroots effort to see if we can't save this somehow.
And it worked. In 2019, Westbury residents came together, formed a housing co-op, took out a loan, and bought the property themselves. But buying the park came with new challenges. The co-op was now responsible for the park's maintenance and infrastructure needs, like water, electricity, roads, and snow plowing. Because working-class Westbury is technically a private community, getting those services was complicated and expensive.
I just felt like, well, there's got to be a solution.
Pezzo and her neighbors started researching. They found that Westbury might be able to get better rates on utilities if they became a public municipality, a village, in addition to being a co-op. Once again, Westbury residents rallied to take control of their future.
Did you, like, initially start, like, talking to people or?
Door knocking. That's exactly what you had to do, is you knocked on every door.
It wasn't easy. Westbury didn't have money for lawyers or professional support for guidance. And the town of Colchester was skeptical about Westbury's plans for several reasons. They said they didn't think becoming a village would actually help Westbury financially.
We're here tonight to present to you a petition.
Still, last year, the majority of Westbury's registered voters signed petitions to become an incorporated village of Colchester. Pezzo presented a stack of more than 200 petitions at a Colchester Select Board meeting, wrapped in a turquoise ribbon. The Colchester Select Board wished the residents goodwill in their endeavor.
Thank you, Gail.
And a month later, they were official. Residents of the new Village of Westbury are still also residents of Colchester. They pay taxes and vote in Colchester and use services like Colchester Fire and Police. The Westbury Village Board of Trustees and the Westbury Co-op work in tandem to manage the park. A year into life as a village, many Westbury residents say they haven't seen big changes. Harris Quinnell is a Westbury resident and village board member. He says they're still working on getting the municipal utility rates they've wanted since the beginning.
So that's the problem with what we're having right now, is being on par with all the other villages. So we're trying to get the same equity.
On December 17th at noon, the Westbury Village Board is on the agenda at a Champlain Water District Board meeting. They plan to ask for the same wholesale water rate that other municipalities get. Pezzo says while this work can be challenging and slow moving, it's worth it. It's all about fairness, equity, and resilience. Getting out and trying things to protect affordable housing.
We're not looking for handouts. We're looking for having control of our own lives and having the best possible place to live with integrity and pride.
The Westbury Village Board says they welcome more participation and input from Westbury residents as they enter their second year as a village. For Vermont Public and the Community News Service, I'm Olivia Conti.